chapel program of September 3rd, 1964. Student coordinating council in charge.
High priest, Jesus, the Son of God, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us pray. Almighty God, creator and sustainer of our lives, thou whom we may now call Father, we have gathered ourselves together to praise and to worship thee. And yet we come with memories of newspaper headlines and personal problems, responsibilities to be borne, sermons to be prepared, families to be fed. Forgive us when we do not lay these problems on the altar. Forgive us when they stand in the way of a clear vision of thy holiness. We have gathered ourselves in this place of learning, that we might better be of service to thee and to our fellow man. Forgive us when we walk too timidly, when we speak too softly on thy behalf, when we let personal desires stand in the way of thy love and thy will. Capture our wills and bend them to thine own. We make our prayer in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen.
When the first students of Southeastern Seminary became conscious of their growing affection and appreciation for the faculty and administration, and realized that these men and women were giving themselves in full devotion to the interest of the students, they asked the privilege of purchasing two rings, two circles, two bands of gold, and of having the chairman of the Student Coordinating Council and the president of the seminary to give these rings to each other in order to recognize the ties and the bond of unity characterizing our seminary. During the fall of 1951, at a reception, this simple and meaningful tradition was begun. This union of students and seminary faculty and administration has been strengthened through the years, and each year, the students have asked that this relationship be pictured to new members of the seminary family by reenactment of the original ceremony. For the 2 years preceding this past spring, this ceremony was not performed. After careful consideration by the Student Coordinating Council, it was suggested to Dr. Binkley that we continue this tradition in his term of office and annually rededicate this fellowship of students and faculty in such a ceremony such as this. This we did on January 21 of this past school year. Now we reinstitute it as part of the beginning of this school year and in this assembly. Let it always be evident to both continuing and beginning students, faculty, and staff that our student body, administration, faculty, staff are all tied together in a bond of Christian love in order that a closer mental, spiritual, emotional, and social fellowship of the entire seminary family might be realized both now and in the future. I now ask Dr. Binkley, as representative of the seminary administration and faculty, to take this gold ring on which are inscribed the words, "Seminary for Students, Both for God," and to present it to Mr. Brady Searles as representative of the student body.
It is a privilege to present this beautiful symbol of the spiritual bond which unites faculty, administration, and students on this campus. We are comrades in the search for knowledge and in the ministry of reconciliation to which God has called us.
On this gold ring are inscribed the words, "Students for Seminary, Both for God." I now give it to Mr. Searles to present to Dr. Binkley.
As chairman of the Student Coordinating Council, I count it an honor to accept and to give these rings. And I do at this time pledge anew our loyalty to those whom I represent, each of you, to the high ideal for which these rings stand.
Lynn Holmes, the chairman of the Extension Committee of your Student Coordinating Council, wishes to speak to you now concerning the opportunities offered to the members of this student body by his committee.
I would like to use the remaining part of this chapel period as more or less an information thing for you who are new students and for some of you older students who have not participated in the work of the Extension Committee. We think the Extension Committee is a very important part of the seminary work because it is through this committee that we try to open ways of service other than just pastoral work and music work for our students. In past years, we have had service for students at Murdoch Center, which is a school for mentally retarded children. We have had work at the State Prison in Raleigh. We have had work at the Baptist Center in Raleigh, the Rescue Mission in Raleigh, and at several old folks' homes here in Wake Forest. We're hoping to continue this work in each of these places this year, also with the hope of perhaps extending our work into other areas. Of course, to do such work as this, we need many students. But I don't think it's a demand on you as students, but rather it's a great opportunity. I think each student who has participated in any of these activities can certainly speak to you and tell you of the great blessing, the great knowledge, and the great experience that they have had from this work. This morning, we would like to introduce to you the people who will be in charge of the various aspects of our work and allow them to tell you just a little bit about their work so that you'll know exactly what we try to do and know exactly who you are to see if you're interested. A couple of things that will not be mentioned this morning are our work at the Baptist Center in Raleigh. I still need some help there, so if any of you are interested in working with young boys, I think the age runs from about 14 or maybe 12 through 16 on Monday afternoons. If any of you would be interested in this, please see me. Or if any of you are interested in preaching at a rescue mission in Raleigh, please see me likewise. For our other parts of our work, I would like to introduce individually the people who are in charge and let them come one at a time and tell you a little bit about their work. I'll introduce them all as a group and then let them come. First of all, Mr. Bill Russell. Bill is in charge of the work at Murdoch Center with the mentally retarded children. Mr. Ken Mullis. Ken is in charge of our Sunday work at Central Prison in Raleigh. Ms. Joyce Davis. Joyce is in charge of the Wake Forest Rest Home here. And Mr. Sam Wall. Sam is in charge of the Colonial Rest Home here in Wake Forest. We'll let them come and tell you something about their work, and we hope that all of you will be interested and that you will help us as we try to serve.
At Murdoch Center, which is located in Butner, North Carolina, we have what is termed a Sunday School Emphasis Program. Murdoch is a state institution that is devoted to the care, treatment, and training of the mentally retarded. At present, they have a resident membership of about 1,500 people, and these ages are from 6 to 85, so you can see that there's a very diverse residentship here. Some of these people are on a permanent basis, simply because they will never be able to return to a normal community situation that they could cope with outside of the institution. There are many, however, who respond to the intensive care and training that is received at Murdoch Center. The religious life of the center is coordinated by a chaplain and his assistant. They have developed a workable Sunday school program with these people. It has been set up to supplement regular worship services and other related activities. Denominational clubs from Duke University, the University of North Carolina, and seminary students from Duke Divinity School and our own seminary are those who provide the teaching staff for these Sunday school classes. At present, about 200 are in the program. We are responsible for about 90 of these people. We have set up now 10 classes. We need about 15 to 20 teachers. The reason for more teachers than classes is because in a situation like this, you very often need two teachers to a class in order to carry out an orderly class meeting. Classes for us meet twice a month, the first and third Sundays, which means that taking in holidays, this semester we'll only have the chance to go about six times. We usually leave campus around 9 o'clock on Sunday morning and remain at Murdoch through lunchtime. And this gives us an opportunity to have lunch there, if you would like, in the staff cafeteria, and is a good time for fellowship with your fellow teachers. Before lunch, and right after the classes, all of the teachers reassemble for a seminar discussion led by a very able chaplain there. This is a good opportunity to present some problems that have come up in your class and to hear ideas and discussions that have developed during the class periods. The purpose has been stated for this center program of Sunday School Emphasis to provide for the residents a warm, friendly group experience in an accepting atmosphere within a definite Christian context. Someone paraphrased this by saying, it is to show them that we love them. So you can see that it presents a great challenge and a great responsibility. It also provides a practical experience for us as students and an opportunity for service in a situation that I dare say most of us are not familiar with, but is a situation which is vitally important to the lives of these 1,500 people. If you think you might be interested, I hope that you will see me either right after chapel today or at some other time on campus or at my home. We would be glad to talk with you and tell you more. There is more involved, but this is basically our program at Murdoch. Thank you.
It's a privilege to be responsible for the ministry at the state prison in Raleigh. The prison ministry is unique in many respects, the only one of its kind, and each one of us ought to be a part of it at least once. This is a situation that all of us need to be aware of, not as tourists, but as men and women with concern who care about the needs of all these people in every place. We need to demonstrate our love and concern by our active involvement. This is a very important part of our theological education here, I believe. In our various ministries, we will meet situations in which will help us very much from the experience that we gain from these people at the prison. There are prison reforms being instigated throughout our land, and we need to be an influence in these also. Now, some of you have already spoken to me concerning going with us to the prison, but if I do not have opportunity to ask each one of you personally, please don't fail to let me know and to make your desires known to us. I would caution you at this point, though, don't procrastinate. Don't put off going. We meet only twice monthly, the second and fourth Sundays at 8 o'clock in the cafeteria. We will return about 10 or 10:30. Each Sunday we go, we will need at least a preacher, a pianist, and one to lead the singing. Both men and women are urged to participate. We will meet there in a very nice chapel for the worship service. We will also have a short devotional period with the men on death row. Now, we appreciate your prayers and your sending your spirits with us, but we're going to get awfully tired of riding to Raleigh with a group of spirits. Bring your body along.
One of the rewarding ministries of the Extension Committee is going to the Wake Forest Rest Home. This year, we shall be going to the rest home on Thursday nights. We will leave promptly at 7 p.m. from the lobby of Johnson Dorm, and we will return promptly at 8:30. This helps the people at the rest home get to bed on time, and it gets us back here to be in the library not much more than a half an hour later than we normally get there anyway. Our first visit this year will be a week from tonight. We'll be leaving at 7 from Johnson Dorm. I hope that many of you can go. And those of you that are married, bring your wives along. Because I'm like Ken now, we need more people to go out to this rest home. And those old people out there really enjoy our coming. As the year progresses and I get to know some of you better, I'll be asking you to serve in various capacities in the service at the rest home. We go out and visit with them for a little while and then have a short devotional service. These people look forward to our coming, but frankly, I feel that we come away with a much greater blessing that we receive from them than we could possibly take to them. I pray that each of you will try to go at least once this year.
I've had the privilege for almost a year now to serve as director, or whatever you might call me, for working with the Colonial Guest Home here at 238 North Main Street. It's really just a block from us down from the campus here, and we have had the privilege of serving with them each week on Friday night at 7:30. It is a ministry that I consider to be important to them and to ourselves. After last year coming here for the first year and leaving my own pastorate and not having an opportunity to preach anywhere, I found it a great privilege to be able to go there and to serve. One of the ladies said that we were using them for white mice, but she was just teasing, I'm sure. But nevertheless, it has been a great blessing to me. And if you have never worked with elderly people, it'll be a real blessing and an opportunity for you to serve. The ladies, many times during the week, are very lonesome. They sit around in the house during the winter time in particular, just looking at the four walls or television or one another. There have been many Friday nights when we would go into the home that the ladies were just like that, maybe a bunch of old cats ready to jump on one another. And we would have our song service and our preaching, and the whole attitude would change. Their attitude would change from that of despair and gloom to one of hope and smiling and happiness. And we would leave feeling that maybe we had contributed something that was worthwhile. We go each Friday night at 7:30. We meet at the rest home. There have been many times that we has just been me, so to speak, and I've had to lead the singing, and of course I cannot play the piano and do the preaching too. And for a person that cannot read music, I have a difficult time. At times some of my buddies have accused me of singing Amazing Grace to the tune of Sweet By and By, so you can see that we surely need your help. And if you can play or sing, the ladies like to have guests come in, not just to speak or to particularly have part on the program, but just to have fellowship. And the ladies are so eager to have their outsiders and friends to come in and to fellowship with them that they have even given us a small party, so to speak, of cookies and punch. And so the ladies would really enjoy having each of you to come. And maybe you won't have an opportunity to preach, but you can sing and you can fellowship. And if you are just dying to preach and do not have a place, you come and see me, and I'll guarantee you that I'll put your name on the list to serve. Our program has been one of rather simple procedure. We usually go in, and after the preliminaries of meeting them and shaking their hands and maybe chatting with them a few minutes, we usually have from 15 to 20 minutes of singing. Now, this is, we let the ladies usually pick out the songs, and they pick out the old ones that most of us know anyway, and we have a real blessing in our singing. So if you would come even in just support in the singing, I believe that it would be a tremendous blessing to you. We started out last year by preaching around 15 minutes to the ladies, and we started off by bringing a little sugar stick devotional, and we found out that the ladies didn't want that at all. They didn't want a little sugar stick devotional, that they felt like when they had chewed it that there wasn't anything there. So we started really preaching to them like they really needed it, which they did, and it blessed them and us. And so I've even thought about maybe preaching on short shorts and snuff dipping, so you'll just liable to hear most anything, but it has been a tremendous blessing. And if you would like to have an opportunity to serve, I invite you to meet us at 7:30 at the Colonial Guest Home at 238 North Main Street each Friday night of this year.
Dear God, we would pray that you would enable us to use our minds to their uttermost, and that as we use them, we might take this new learned knowledge, and that we might use our lives in such a manner that we might glorify your holy name in the numerous ways of service that are available to us. These things we would pray in thy name.